Meota. The piles of snow around the village are growing quickly and warmer weather is on the way. It's a change we are looking forward to. The change from summer to winter came on suddenly and it takes some getting used to. The hoar frost on the trees compensates for the missing leaves. Bridge was played in North Battleford November 8, with two tables, so individual scores were kept. Earning top score was Jerry Craig. Second was Albert Blaise and tied for third were Donna Sherman and Mary Phelps. November 10, they had 3.5 tables. Section A saw Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig first, then Cletus Sherman and Eric Kalbeck. Tied for third were Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan along with Donna Sherman and Catriona Winterholt. Section B winners were Jerry Craig and Mary Phelps. The Red Cross has a friendly calls program where a lonely person can call for someone to talk to. People over 55 can sign up for a friendly chat with a trained Red Cross volunteer. Call 306-721-1635 or visit www.redcross.ca/friendlycalls. Another program set up for lonesome seniors over 55 that uses only your telephone is Senior Center Without Walls based in Moose Jaw. To contact this program, phone Rhonda at 306-631-4357 or go to swwsask@gmail.com. The monthly meeting at the Dewdrop Inn was held November 10 with 10 members attending. The library is holding its own, and keeping busy. Plans regarding the Christmas supper slated for December 4 were gone over. Problems with the front outer door were discussed and will be checked out. Some discussion regarding the piano also followed, but no motion was made about its future. Norwegian Whist was played at the Dewdrop in November 11 afternoon with top scores going to Eric Kalbeck, Albert Heis and Adele Rassicott. A nice afternoon was spent socially. After 2 years of no shuffleboard, the seniors were back in business on Saturday, November 12, with a full slate of players at the Dewdrop Inn, who enjoyed a busy, full day of action. It began at 9:30 a.m. and went to 4:30 p.m. Nestor Francu headed the program and participants took a break at noon to enjoy a hearty potluck meal, as good a smorg as you would ever find, thanks to the many cooks. Other games going on while shuffleboard was being played included Kaiser, Chit Chat, Sequence and Scrabble, so if you weren't watching the shuffleboard players you were busy elsewhere. During the noon break, Rose Delaney's 90th birthday that day was recognized with a birthday cake, a floral arrangement and singing, Happy Birthday. The winning couples in shuffleboard were Linda Ard and Jerry Goodhart. Second were Gordon Klein and Carol Dyke and third were Stella Rendell and Karn Kelly. The only damper on the day was the continuous snowfall that had to be dealt with before heading home. There is no doubt it was one of the better tournaments ever held, but the next one will not be until January.